Hello, I'm Kira and welcome back to season 2 of GBBO Bake Off Bake Down, the show where we recap every episode of the Great British Bake Off. Today we are just going to go over the recent news and ahead of tomorrow's release of season 13, episode 1. We're just going to go through all that, so let's get baking. Hello all, you're very welcome back. It's September, it's getting a little colder, a little darker outside. You know what time it is, it's Bake Off time. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I am Kira. I am a huge Bake Off fan for years. Started my first podcast last year following season 12 of GBBO, and I also had another podcast called Boardroom Breakdown following The Apprentice. I just love these TV shows, so that's where it comes from. I record every Tuesday as soon as Bake Off's over. Normally I record at 10 because I don't get around to watching at 8. And then I upload at 11 p.m. So you have it the next morning for your Wednesday commute. A little bit about GBBO or Great British Bake Off, or just simply Bake Off or British Baking Show if you're in America. The first episode came out in the 17th of August 2010. So it is 12 years old. But when you look back, it seems much older when you look at the way they're dressed or whatever. Kind of makes you think, oh God, were we really that cool back then with our jeans and our flannel shirts? But yeah, no, it's funny looking back now. It used to be hosted originally by Mel and Sue, and I really did enjoy the way it was on the BBC. They had the little history elements to it, and they talked about where the bakes came from, etc., etc. And now it's on Channel 4, and the Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig were the original were the hosts when it moved to Channel 4. And now it's Noel Fielding and Matt Lucas. The judges originally were Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. And then in Channel 4, it's Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood. So I really enjoyed last year's show. I thought it was really good. The winner last year was Giuseppe Delano, and he has a book out now, I just noticed. And let's have a little chat about what's happening. Okay, so Channel 4 has confirmed the GBBO premiere date. Unfortunately, the Queen Elizabeth II's death, they did change the schedule of a few different things. So people weren't sure if they were going to put Bake Off on, but they are going to put it off. It is going to air in the series premiere as scheduled. It will return tomorrow, Tuesday, September 13th at 8 p.m. So there was a lot of rumours that it wasn't going to go on because a lot of the TV schedules were changing to accommodate the specials about the Queen's life and extended news specials. And they will continue to change during this period of national mourning for the UK. But yes, everything's kind of coming back on now after the last weekend of her her death. So Channel 4 has announced the lineup of 12 new bakers, all competing to be crowned the ultimate star baker. Judges Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood are coming back, and of course Noel and Matt, and they took a little selfie together recently to reveal the premiere date. And I do follow them all because I love to know all these updates of what is happening, and they took a little selfie of the four of them. And I think there was a little meme going around saying, like, when a middle-aged band comes back for their reunion tour. Paul apparently has been causing a little bit of drama recently, or what was he doing? Paul Hollywood was joking that Mary Berry hates Prue Leith, or Prue Leith hates Mary Berry. He was trying to fuel their rivalry. Oh my goodness, how naughty. So Prue and Paul were in a Radio Times interview very recently to promote the new series. And Prue referred to her predecessor Mary Berry's recipe for a Victoria sandwich and explained an age-old baking question. And she began on, I'll quote, "I'll tell you what the great debate is always about the Victoria sandwiches. Do you make it using the creaming method, which means you cream the sugar and the butter together, or you can just put all the ingredients in, or you can cream it first?" It's two different ways. So apparently in the interview, Paul remained unbiased towards either technique initially, for adding, in his book, he uses the creaming method, but to be honest, if I'm making one at home, I just chuck it all in. So Prue continued, I always think the all-in-one method is Mary Berry's method. I'd like to do a scientific test. I think the all-in-one method is a little heavier, a little more solid. So Paul then couldn't resist the chance to stir up some drama as he began chanting, Mary hates Prue, Mary hates Prue. So weird. Prue continued their playful conversation and dropped the bombshell that she actually prefers Mary's cookbooks to Paul's own. I'll tell you what, Paul Hollywood, she replied. I'll probably lift up Mary Berry's cookbook a little more than I do yours. I use you for bread and Mary for cakes. Okay. Which is true. I actually do have a Mary Berry cookbook and I've actually loved it. I've learned so much from it. It's just very simple and you just can trust it. So yeah, I do lift up the Mary Berry cookbook more than any of them, but I don't own any of Paul's ones. So who are the new bakers, the new contestants this year? There will be 12 contestants and after 10 weeks of first competition, it'll be whittled down to just three. So here's a little quick rundown. We have Abdul, who's 29. He's from London and he's an electronics engineer. And he started getting involved in baking when he and his graduate colleagues baked for each other to brighten up their daily coffee breaks. Lovely. Love that. Abdul, 29. See, I'm 31 now, so when I see 29, I'm like, oh my God, these people. How are they so young? Carol is 59. She's from Dorset and she's a supermarket cashier. And she loves to create colourful and eclectic bakes inspired by her passion for gardening. Dawn is 60 from Bedfordshire. She's an IT manager and she describes herself as an artist in and out of the kitchen. And she loves illusion cakes. And yeah, I think illusion cakes are going to be really popular this year after the, what is it? Is it cake? I have a little cousin who lives in France and he was asking me, did I watch Is It Cake? You know, the Netflix show, Is It Cake? I actually am probably not even saying the right title. But I was like, how do you say Is It Cake in French? He was like, c'est gâteau ou non? Ou pas. C'est gâteau ou pas? James is 25 from Cumbria, a nuclear scientist. He enjoys the technical side of baking, but his signature is child-friendly horror style. Okay, all right, I'm here for it. Janus is 34 from East Sussex. He's a personal assistant to a head teacher and loves working Polish ingredients into British staples. Kevin is 33 from Lanarkshire, a music teacher. Began baking when he was 17. His ethos in the kitchen is to use the best seasonal ingredients and spend time refining techniques. Okay, I like that. I like music, I like teaching, so I'll be interested in Kevin. Mason is 18 and she spends her spare time photographing still lifes around and the world around her. She's a student and sales assistant from Greater Manchester and been baking since she's about 13 years old. Wow, she's very young altogether. Maxie is 29 from London, an architectural assistant, began baking 5 years ago after the arrival of her first daughter and uses her strong artistic skills to create beautifully decorated celebration cakes. Okay, that's going to be interesting. And Maxie has his favourite flavours linked to her Scandinavian upbringing. Rebs from 23, County Antrim, master student. Now, that's nice that they have someone from Northern Ireland this year. I think they always kind of have try and get people from all over England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. I've never seen a person from the Republic of Ireland, which is interesting. I would love to see that. But anyway, we shall carry on. Rebs, her earliest baking memory of being 3 years old, helping her mom in the kitchen and eating her granny's renowned lemon meringue pies. And she recently started to play around with Middle Eastern ingredients in a nod to her boyfriend Jack's Turkish family heritage. Okay, so that's Rebs. Sandro is 30, from London, and he is a nanny. And he turned to baking as a form of therapy at age 21 when his father passed away. And he runs virtual baking classes for children with autism. Oh my God, that's so cute. I want to look up Sandro. Siabira is from Malaysia, living in London, a cardiovascular research associate. Only started baking in 2017, starting with a red velvet cake, and she likes giving a Malaysian flavour twist to British classics. And finally, we have Will, who's 45, a former charity director from London, and his passion for baking began when he was 2. His mum would give him her pastry trimmings to turn into little jam tarts. That's very cute. Intrigued by the technical side of baking, he is a particular fan of using yeast and not just in bread. Okay. It's gonna be interesting. Okay, I'm really looking forward to this series. Yeah. So, guys, let me see. We have only been talking for 10 minutes, but I'm just putting this out as a little promo for tomorrow's episode, which we will go through everything that happens, and I'm really looking forward to it. And if you do want to get in touch with me, my podcast email is greycloudpodcast@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, bye.